Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, and others hosted a listening town hall, people of color sharing their experiences in Dutchess County, Tuesday night. About a dozen residents shared their stories about police encounters, racism, and lack of opportunities. Jay Johnson is a former Dutchess County resident who served in the Obama administration as general counsel of the Department of Defense and then Secretary of Homeland Security. The graduate of Roy C. Ketchum High School in Wappingers Falls, who married the girl next door from Edge Hill Road, says memories of his childhood in Dutchess County from more than 50 years ago are fresh in his mind, such as when he lived on Cottom Hill Road in Poughkeepsie.
We were the first family, first black family, to move into the area of Cottom Hill. But I still remember one day, one of my friends, his sister, we were playing in the driveway and the sister came out and said to my friend, "Don't you remember, Dad said we shouldn't play with Negroes."
Then in sixth grade, a kid called him the N-word.
There were painful memories about being in the minority, distinctly in the minority in the 1960s, growing up in Dutchess County.
Johnson now lives in Montclair, New Jersey. He still visits his parents in Dutchess and speaks at the high school. Micah Jump, a rising college senior, also attended the Wappingers schools and says George Floyd's death in Minneapolis brought earlier traumas in her life to the forefront.
"First, let me say I'm very thankful for growing up in the Wappingers Central School District and also this community. In school, I went from being spat at, called Aunt Jemima and the N-word, to becoming an overachiever, and that's when I became different from the other black students. Kids started using the N-word around me, and they were never reprimanded. At the time, I didn't feel empowered to speak up."
County resident Curtis Clare wanted to share his experience with police.
"You know, I have a 16-year-old who is 6'3", 6'4", 270 pounds, and he wants to learn how to drive, but I'm afraid for him right now because I've been stopped by several police officers in the town of Poughkeepsie and the city of Poughkeepsie, but I find the worst part of being stopped in a town. They're very verbally abusive towards me. And a lot of the times, even one incident where my wife was given a ticket and the cop, the way he talked to her, the way he treated her, she called me crying on 9. I had to go comfort her to bring her back home."
He urged both sides to sit down and talk and better understand one another.
"I just think that with the police department here, you need a better diversity. They need to better understand us as black people. I mean, not all black people are bad, not all white people are bad, but when you're stopping a car or you're pulling someone over, I know it's a scary thing at night, but what that officer has to know is that that individual in the car is scared too."
Dutchess County Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Response Ken Roman, formerly with the Town of Poughkeepsie Police Department for 32 years, responded, saying he was disheartened to hear some of Claire's story.
I have been doing this kind of work, diversity training for law enforcement, for over 22 years. I can tell you things are better. They are far from perfect. They need a lot of work."
Town of Poughkeepsie resident Amelia Cabrera urged elected officials to take action.
"It gets me upset to just still be in a listening stage. How are we still in a listening stage?"
A few residents who spoke afterwards echoed her sentiment. Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney commented at the beginning of the session.
"You know, I think this is a time when white people with power should listen more and speak a little less. So I'm going to speak less and listen tonight."
Maloney says he was also listening as a father.
"My daughters are African-American and Native. They present, the way any African-American would in a car. They aren't the daughters of a congressman when they drive out my driveway. They're people of color in a vehicle. And I worry about that."
Melissa Johnson wanted to know why Maloney didn't reach out to her when her two daughters, Jamelia Barnett and Jalissa Dawkins, were charged after an incident in Poughkeepsie in March 2019 when city police officers responded to a street fight involving several students. A video of the encounter appears to show an officer throwing one of the girls to the ground.
"Mr. Molinaro, you should be ashamed of yourself for hosting this forum while the county attorney is falsely charging my daughter with crimes when they were victim."
Molinaro did what he set out to do. He listened. He did open the session nearly an hour and a half earlier.
I want you to know that what you share this evening is not the end, but merely the beginning of what will be many more conversations.
Again, Johnson.
I feel like the system failed me and my children.
Moderator Angela Henry offered closing remarks.
This is not the end. Mark Molinaro wanted this to be a first step. And some of you have asked, why haven't we heard from him? Because he's here to listen, along with the other elected officials. So they've heard you, and now let's see what will happen next.
The listening town hall is posted on the Dutchess County Government Facebook page. There's a link at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.